Here's our producer, Mr. William Keeley, at the microphone.
Our curtain rises on Act 3 of Destry Rides Again, starring Jimmy Stewart as Tom Destry and Joan Blondell as Frenchie. Jip Hiller's in jail, charged with the murder of Sheriff Watson. But with Mayor Slade presiding over the forthcoming trial, justice in bottleneck still is just a joke. An hour ago, Tom Destry locked up another prisoner, Jack Tindall. And now Janice has rushed to the jailhouse.
Don't get upset, Janice. I had to put him in jail.
But why? What did he do?
Drove his cattle through Kent's property. That's trespassing.
I see. It's all right for murderers to go free, but trespassing...
Nobody's gone free yet, now.
Oh, Tom, I wish I could understand you.
Now, don't worry. I think we got a chance. Good chance.
A chance for what?
I can't say right now. Now, if you want to see Jack...
Oh, please.
Well, he's down here.
Jack?
Hello, Janice. Well, I told you I was going to bring our cattle through, and I did. I didn't pay a penny. I ain't going to pay. Nobody's going to make me pay.
Jack, you're the most stubborn, ornery, mule-headed...
Self-opinionated's a good word.
Oh, I give up. Talking to Jack's like talking to a stone wall.
Yeah, Jip Hiller won't talk, and your brother won't listen. You know... If he was reasonable and paid Kent the money for moving his cattle, he could turn right around and sue and get it all back.
Sue Kent? With Slade as the judge? Why, well, you must think I'm really dumb.
All right, forget it. Well, anyway, Janice, thanks for trying to help out. Jack will be here for some time, so...
It's here. I got it.
Callahan.
Look, it came.
The letter?
Yes, here, from Cheyenne.
Oh, thanks. Now, here's something you might like to read, Jack. From a friend of mine. He's a federal judge with a hankering for travel.
Huh?
Now maybe you can see why I wanted you to pay Kent. Slade won't be on the bench. And if you can just keep from getting your fool head shot off until that federal judge gets here, I can get my convictions and you can get your money back.
See what you mean. Okay, I'll pay him. Here. Yeah, I got a draft. Wells Fargo will cash it.
Now, that's your job, Callahan. Then take the money over to Kent, get a receipt.
Yes, Commander. I'm a courier. A bolt of lightning, but silent as the night. Farewell.
You'd better wait for the draft, Mr. Callahan.
Oh, here.
Now, come right back. All right, Tindall. I'm turning you loose in your sister's custody. Why don't you go home and get a little sleep for yourself? I'll handle things around here at the jail.
Well, yes, I will, Tom. Just wish Callahan had come back.
Oh, it's going to work out fine, Wash. Jip's going to tell us a whole lot as soon as he finds out Slade isn't going to be judge.
Don't hardly seem possible, Tom. Who's that?
Deputy Stavroging reporting, Excellency. With the receipt. See? Kent signed it himself.
Good work, Callahan.
Please, not Callahan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anything special going on in the saloon?
Very little. Mayor Slade is swearing in his jury. $200 each for now, $300 more when they set Jip Hiller free.
He's wasting Kent's cash. He could sack a jury for a lot less.
That's what I told him. I said, just wait till that federal judge gets here and then you'll...
You what?
I said, just wait till that federal... Oh, I presume you want the pants back with the badge?
No, it doesn't matter, Callahan. It doesn't matter now.
There won't be any trial now, Tom, crooked or no. He'll be down here tearing this jail apart and turning Jip loose.
No, maybe not. Maybe for once we got him scared.
Tom?
Mr. Destry.
Oh, it's all right, Ward. Only Frenchie's maid.
Mr. Destry, Miss Frenchie says she wants to see you right away. She says it's awful important.
All right, tell her I'll be right over.
Tom, you're walking into an ambush. They'll spot you out on that street.
I hardly think so, Wash. Not yet. Now, you just hold down the fort here.
Well, don't worry none about me. I will.
Glad you decided to come, Tom.
Well, your maid said it was important.
Well, it is.
Trouble?
Nope. No trouble. I'm leaving town tonight and wanted to see you before I left.
Pretty sudden, isn't it, Freshie?
Well, I'm like that.
What, something happened or something? A bit of news, maybe?
Don't be so suspicious.
I'm just tired of bottleneck, and I'm going back to New Orleans. Listen?
Yeah, I guess I will.
Or will Tyndall's sister get me off your mind?
No. Well, anyway, I'd like to wish you good luck. Good luck on a nice trip.
You didn't answer my question.
I'd better get back to the job here.
Tom, you ever been to New Orleans?
No.
It's a wonderful town. You'd like it there. How about it?
Well...
So what's that?
Listen, that shooting's coming from the jailhouse.
Tom, no, you can't go out there.
Why not?
Kent knows all about the federal judge. They'll kill you. They're getting gypped. Now stay here, Tom. Stay here.
Oh, so it was all your idea, huh? Yours and Kent's. Get me away from the jailhouse, and I was stupid enough to...
Get him, Tom. Tom.
They were gone when I got here.
I fell asleep, Tom. Didn't hear till it was too late.
I don't talk, Wash. Tell him to get the doctor. Is it bad, Wash?
No. But it just makes me so doggone mad. Shot back.
That's the way they shot my paw. I didn't dare face him either.
Didn't give either of them a chance, did they?
No.
Plum, tuck it out. Oh, Plum, tuck it out.
Wash, listen to me. I'm going to that rooming house, and I'm coming back here wearing my father's guns. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Wash? Because... Wash... Wash? Oh, no.
Now, wait a minute, Desperate. You can't do this alone.
Now, where's the man that murdered Wash? Where'd they go?
They're in the saloon. Kent's got it barricaded like a fort. Now, these men here, Desperate, say the word and we'll all go with you. All right. All right, hold on now. As long as you're with me, there are two things I want. I want every freight wagon in town and a stick of dynamite. We can get closer to the saloon and wagons, and when we do, the dynamite will open it up. All right, now, come on, let's get down to the corral.
Tom, wait! Wait, Kent's got 30 men in there. You won't have a chance.
I thought you said you were leaving town. Come
and
on.
You women! You women! Those are your men, and you stand there like a lot of sheep while they walk out to slaughter. Why don't you stop them? Go back where you belong.
Wherever I belong, I don't pretend.
You shut your painted mouth.
And I wouldn't wait around for my men to get killed without doing something about it.
I'm warning you, you Jezebel.
Wait a minute. Maybe she's right.
Miss Tyndall.
You talk about doing something. What can we do?
I'll show you what you can do. Get every dame in town and follow me.
All right, you men on your wagon.
Yeah.
All right, you head down the main street, bring your horses to a gallop, and when I throw the dynamite, cut in toward the saloon, start shooting. All right, let's go now.
Tom, look. Are you women crazy? Get back there.
They're marching down the street between us and the saloon. Get back.
Hold your fire now. Frenchie, hold those women back.
You want to get in there, don't you? Then follow us. Not even Kent would shoot at a woman.
Frenchie, get those poor women off the street.
We're coming in, Johnny. Keep your men out here, Tom. Then if you've got to shoot it out, at least for once we'll be on the level and face to face.
All right, you better get out of the saloon, Frenchie. We're going to burn it down. Besides, we got them all except Kent.
I saw him run upstairs. He's up there somewhere.
All right, thanks.
Tom, no. There's a dozen places he could be hiding.
Kent's here. I'm getting them myself. I'm coming up, Kent. Your hobby's still collecting deputies' guns. Here's a chance to get a couple.
You're standing in my light, Frenchie.
Johnny.
Sure, I went upstairs, but I come down again.
Tom, look out! Tom! He's down here!
Too bad, Frenchie. Just am I too late to... Frenchie, come back!
Tom, he's...
Dead, Frenchie.
I had to work out like this. Maybe this will make up the wash.
Why did you save me? Why?
Paint still on my face. Never learned how to take it off, Tom.
It's a wonderful face.
Tom, you're in love with that timid girl.
Oh, she'd mind if you kiss me. No, Frenchie, I don't think she'd mind at all.
Thank you. So, you're all settled down your ranch again, huh, Eli?
Oh, sure, Tom. Been settled out for almost 2 weeks.
Well, that's good. That's fine.
Things sure are quiet around here now.
Yeah, they're sure. Yeah. Hey, you see that hitching post over there? Did you ever hear the story about Sawtooth McGee?
Oh, everybody's heard that one, Tom.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Well, I sure could make him up, couldn't he?
Sure.
Say, did he ever tell you the one about the guy that went...
Tom, hurry! He's gone mad!
Janice, what's the trouble?
Oh, it's Lily Bell's husband, Callahan. Hurry, Tom, hurry. He's in there, Tom, behind that door. Stop it.
Callahan,
don't you dare. Callahan,
you're crazy.
Wouldn't
be crazy.
Tom, go in. Stop it.
Oh, I don't really think it's necessary, Janice. I think Callahan's just finding his pants.
What?
After five long years, I finally find out why they called me Callahan. So you had a husband once, huh? And his name was Callahan. Well, the old regime is over. Has come the revolution. For it's Stavrogin is now the head of his house. Come here, madam. What is your husband's name?
Speak. Stavrogin.
See that you don't forget it. Now, how about a kiss, Lily Belsky?
Why, Bora Stavrogin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. It sounded like murder, at least.
Oh, well, that's probably just a Russian way of expressing something. Speaking of marriage, Janice.
Yes, Tom.
I had a friend once down in Texas. He'd been so busy he never had a chance to propose. One day.
With that well-deserved applause, our thanks to Jimmy Stewart and Joan Blondell, who come to the footlights for their curtain call. And Jimmy, I hardly need say how happy we are to welcome you back to the Radio Theater.
Well, thank you, Bill, and I'm mighty glad you had Joan Blondell on the receiving line.
And we're happy to hear that the welcome mat is out for you, too, Bill.
Well, I'd say you have everything it takes, Bill. You've been actor, director, and producer. I don't know of anyone in Hollywood who's better fitted for the job.
Well, thanks for the kind words, both of you.
Good night. Good
night, Bill.
Good night, and come back again soon. This is William Keeley saying good night to you from Hollywood.